right, episode 27, we're back. And we're also back with Mr. C, who's filling in for Rob while he's out. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
All right.
Everybody.
Hello, everyone. Yes, whoever. There are dozens of listeners.
Yes.
Dozens. So, Kyler, Rob and I recorded an episode talking about some of our favorite parts of our job, right? Mm-hmm. Thought it might be an interesting back-to-backers, dare I say. There we go, where I say dare I say.
you do say that.
I say it a lot, man.
Being the person who edits these.
It's one of the things I didn't know that I said it a bunch, but now I catch myself saying it all the time. I don't know why I said it. I don't even know where I got it from. But
I do the same thing.
Yeah, it's, well, and also it should be known, I don't necessarily listen to these since I live them, so right. I don't really know what I say. Maybe I should listen to these.
My wife always says that I say, hate to say it,
hate
before
to say
saying
it.
Like everything.
Before you say, is, so good news or bad news, you say hate to say it?
Just like
that's funny.
Something where someone thought they were correct about something, okay. You know.
Yeah, so you're politely correcting someone. Right. So I hate to point out that you're incorrect, but here we go, you're incorrect. All right, so back on track, focus. We were chatting about some of the things we love about our job. Thought it might be interesting to flip the script and say, hey, is there anything out there that we, I don't want to say don't like about our jobs, but maybe don't like about our jobs, or sort of what clients might be surprised or not surprised about listening that isn't necessarily the glory, sexy, most amazing part of advertising and design ever. You know what I mean?
There's a fair amount of it.
Yeah.
Any job, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, take pride in their job, whether you're, you know, tarring a hot roof or, you know, designing a cool logo or whatever the case may be, right? But at the end of the day, sure, you know, it is a job. I mean, I love my job, and I think you love your job as well.
Yeah. Better than grunt work.
Yeah. For sure. So you want me to go first? You want me to share a little bit?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. That'll give you time because I'm kind of springing this on you. You didn't even know we were going to do this. So I think we talked about what I talked about, just to catch you up to speed on last time, was the love of learning, which I thought was the coolest part of the job, right? Was learning all sorts of different things in all these different industries and whatnot, right?
Right.
And I was thinking about doing this, the sort of the flip side of this, right? And I'm going to say, and this is kind of an oddball.
Okay.
And you're going to have to follow my train of thought on this one. But years and years ago, I went and saw a lecture from a famous designer, Steph Geisbuehler. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Designed the Radio Free Europe logo, had a hand in Merck's identity, all sorts of old famous. Somehow
this was the one with the Time Warner.
Time Warner cable. Yeah. He did the Time Warner cable, which is the eye and the ear, that whole thing, right?
Right.
And part of his lecture, and everyone's wondering where in the world I'm going with this right now, but part of his lecture was, hey, I designed this awesome identity and this system for Radio Free Europe. Right.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I'm not even joking, dude. It was like 50 or 60 slides, okay, of him clicking through his logo all over the world, but absolutely mutilated.
Oh.
Like stretched, squished, the wrong colors.
Yeah,
like,
I think we've all experienced.
Yes.
I have a buddy who I did a logo for their band, and they just continually, on every flyer, squish it this way, squish it that way.
Yeah, they can't get it right. They can't get it right.
I'm
right.
Like, if you need a condensed version, let me know.
Yeah. So, you know, it's part of the lecture was, hey, you create these things and you go through all of this torture in a good way, but developing the rules around how to use your mark, how to develop the brand, how the brand is properly utilized to maintain brand integrity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here it is, literally all over Europe, all over the world, and it's totally destroyed and done horribly, right? So I think, you know, for me, I think one of the things that is the most challenging, and again, not that things that I hate about my job, but is that letting go factor and sending things out in the world. When it's in our building and when we're working on it and we're talking about it with clients and everything, we totally control everything.
Right.
Like we own it, it's ours, and there is nary a pixel out of place.
Right.
Right? Everything is perfecto. Right.
Particularly then, with brand design, you get really meticulous with it. So
it's
like the last thing you want someone.
Well, we're writing the brand guidelines. We're doing the manual. Like, here's how to do it. Here's what you do it in this case.
And for
that
those
case,
of you who don't know, within the brand guidelines, there's usually at least one page that shows all the things you can't do to the logo.
Yeah. I mean, that just that section could probably be 100 pages, you know, for you and me, right?
Right.
So I think that giving birth to something and then sending it out into the world and then going, oh, dear Lord, you know, like how bad is, you know, like what happened? Like who was thinking, or maybe someone wasn't thinking as part of the problem, right? So what I was thinking about, you know, this topic for today, that's what kind of run my, but was, hey, sort of sending it out in the world and seeing it not treated, I guess, the way that you would treat it, but have you, you know, you have to let it go. I mean,
losing control of the design.
Yeah.
Once it's, I mean, I will say we do a pretty good job, I'd say, of trying to put all the final files together such a way that we try to eliminate as much of that as possible. But with a logo, there's almost no stopping someone from
destroying it somehow. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you know, we do the best to set everybody up for success, right? Give everybody the color guides, the manuals, don't do this, don't do, you know. But then, man, our clients do a great job of policing, but boy, it gets down to that trade show tablecloth vendor.
Yeah,
and I don't know why I just picked on that. Yeah. But like, you know, it goes seven or eight lines down and then you're like, oh my word, what happened to our logo?
You know? Some kind of cheaper printer person just gets a vector or a PNG.
Dear
and
Lord.
They print from that.
Oh God, yeah.
And they squish it to make it fit.
To make it fit on a pen.
It's hard to explain that you... The verticals and the horizontals of typography, right?
Oh, boy.
The parts that go up versus the parts that go horizontal.
Correct.
When you squish it, you're changing the proportion of
absolutely.
That. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't designed to look that way.
No, absolutely not.
And I've realized it doesn't bother a lot of people as much as it bothers us.
No. Well, I think we joked about this in the past. I mean, we view the world a little bit more critical and a little different in that respect, you know? I'm like, don't even get me started on book spines and vertical placements of logos, right? I mean, if you allow me to tangent for a minute here, right? Like, if you look at every single book on your bookshelf, you tilt your head to the right. From the top down. That's the way everything is meant to be, is you read from the top down. You never read from the bottom up.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense in Western, for Western utilization,
correct,
right? Yeah. Go to any, like, strip mall or corner sign of some type of multi-complex scenario, and there almost always is like an Office Depot sign, or there's a something where it's going
from
it's
bottom
going
up.
Bottom up, and it's like, oh my God, I want to strangle somebody.
Or you
like,
turn your head to the left to try to read it.
Yeah, it's so bizarre, you know. So there's all these I don't want to say unwritten rules of society that we just have to sort of grin and take it, right? But
definitely hard and fast rules in the design world.
Oh, for sure.
And
for
so
sure.
What's frustrating is that.
But the sign
the rest
placement
of the
guy
world doesn't live by those rules.
The world would be a prettier place if we just got to design everything, right?
Right.
So,
right.
All right. Well, flipping the script here. I mean, I've been prattling on for 5 minutes or so about sort of my challenge here, you know, and you've been, you know, obviously picking up what I'm putting down. What are your thoughts on sort of the frustrations or, you know, I don't want to say, you know, worst part, but kind of the worst part, right?
The what we were talking about before we started the podcast and. The part of a project that I look forward to the least, I should say, is usually the middle meat of the project, right? The ideation process, coming up with a lot of cool different directions, you know, letting a client see a range of work.
That's the fun stuff.
That's the fun stuff.
Yeah, the upfront stuff is the good stuff, yeah.
Then they pick a direction.
Sure.
Usually that direction somehow meanders away from the original concept that they picked at some point.
Yeah.
And so the beginning part, I find a lot of fun. You get a lot of kind of like inspiration, and you're pulling things from different places.
Oh yeah, the juices are flowing. You're
right,
you're cooking
and
with
you're
gas.
Thinking, okay, this could become something really cool.
Totally.
And then there's the end of a project where you feel really satisfied seeing everything finished.
Oh yeah.
Or even seeing it in the wild, making it real.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is a large portion of the middle.
Yes.
Where you just have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Animation's definitely that way.
Yeah.
You know, creating a storyboard is a lot of fun.
Yep.
And
you have to figure out how to tell the story.
Right.
Right.
And there have been many times where when I'm making a storyboard, I'm kind of thinking like, I'm not really sure how to animate this, but I'll figure it out. Well, once you get to that moment though, it can be a little frustrating.
There is definitely a grind of the production aspect of knocking. It's like, congratulations, the client has picked this direction.
Right.
Surprise, now you've got to do that direction.
Right.
You know, whatever that case may be, right? Mm-hmm. So what's that board game where you try to rush to get at the corners? Is that Othello with the white and the black? You know what I mean?
Yahtzee?
Yahtzee?
I don't know. I don't.
For whatever reason, I'm struggling here. But there's a, you know, you got to get to the corners, but then it's like, oh, you still got to fill in the whole rest of the middle of the puzzle. Or maybe it's just doing a puzzle. You know what I mean?
It's similar to the puzzle. You got all your edges.
You got all your edges. Yeah.
Like, oh man, I got this.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh baby.
And then there's a large black section.
Yeah. There's the big C in the middle where you're like, man, all these pieces look the same. Right. I just got to, you know. But in order to finish the puzzle, you got to muscle through. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I can see that. That's just the less kind of romantic part of being a designer. Yeah.
It's not inspirational. It's making it real. Yeah, it's making it real, and then it's really just a lot of work. It's not spreadsheets.
No.
But it's still better than that.
No, but it's, hey, I've figured out the menu. I've designed what the menu is going to be. I've done all the shopping. It's awesome, you know. And then it's up at the other end. You've got, wow, everyone was really impressed with everything I cooked, right?
Right.
But we're kind of talking about the act of cooking the meal. Yeah, like you've plating. Got, oh my word, you've got. Yeah. To braise this thing for five hours. I don't even know if that makes any sense.
It does. I do a lot of cooking.
You do a lot of cooking.
I totally understand. Yeah. Where you get an idea for a dish, you test it out, you get it right.
Yep.
And then you're like, okay, I got to make this for however many people.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, this is a lot of prep.
Any other random little factoids or tidbits or thoughts or anything around like just the day-to-day grind, dare I say? No is a perfectly acceptable answer because I'm totally putting you on the hot
spot. There are times where... Your juices are flowing on one thing, but there's something time sensitive that you have to jump to.
Yeah.
So breaking that kind of flow can be frustrating too.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's just the nature of
Yeah, that's a lot of different places. World. Well, we joke here that especially Rob loves the variety is the spice, right? We're always jumping from thing to thing, doing a lot of different projects and a lot of different types of projects, right?
Yeah.
Tactical deployments and whatnot, right? So, you know, there definitely is something to the frustration of, you know, speed, right?
Right.
Where, hey, oh, I need something that's really quick, which has to supersede something else. Or it's the, oh my God, these clients are taking forever to make a decision on this because the lawyers have this or that, or, you know what I mean?
We've gone through that.
Where it's, hey, we're waiting on the trademark approval of the, I mean, things that are just kind of out of our control. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about how we're so efficient in terms of everything we do, and then it only kind of takes... you know, a lawyer, not to pick on lawyers, but to sort of monkey with things, you know.
There are times when the client loves the project, but and they've given you a green light.
Yeah.
But it hasn't gone through legal yet.
Yeah, exactly. So we're waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're designing and then redoing.
Surprise. You know, Yeah. We decided to change the name of the company.
Yeah. That's kind of a big one.
There's some inside jokes for everybody. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's it for today. I think we're good. You know, it's kind of interesting factoids behind the scenes. So, all right, clients, don't butcher our logos once we send them out in the world.
No squishing.
Just no squeezing. You know,
leave it the way it is. Give it some clearance room. Don't change the color.
You've got specifics, man.
Yeah.
No, I love it. All right. Well, everybody, you can find us online at mocktheagency.com. You can find us on the socials, and we will chat with you next time. Thanks.